This is Western Voice Radio. I'm Dave Reek. A controversial plan to radically alter higher education in southwestern Arizona has been introduced in the Arizona legislature. We'll have a report on that in just a few moments. Also on today's program, we'll sit down with Arizona Western College President Dr. Glenn Maley to discuss his plans for the new year's. We'll also talk about the planning process for AWC's 50th anniversary celebration, which will kick off next fall. And we'll meet some Arizona Western College art students and their professors to discuss the prospects for arts majors in the 21st century. A shockwave blew across the Arizona Western College community last week when it was discovered that a bill in the Arizona legislature would abolish one of the first community colleges in Arizona. As KAWC's Lou Gum reports, the proposal written by Representative Tom Faris of Chandler does not have much of a chance of passing or becoming law, but it did put some attention on the need for higher education opportunities in southwest Arizona.
HB 2278 was originally co-sponsored by Representative Justin Pierce, who grew up in Yuma but now represents the Mesa area. KAWC first learned about the bill from Arizona Western College President Glenn Maley. Maley sent an email to AWC employees Thursday saying the bill outlines a plan to create a Yuma University and discontinue funding of the Yuma Community College, or AWC. Text of the bill refers to discontinuing operations at the Yuma Community College, but does not name AWC specifically. The college would be redesignated as Yuma University. Students, faculty, and staff would transfer to the new institution. State Senator Lynn Pancrazzi represents Southern Yuma. She heard about the bill when it was first proposed. Pancrazzi went to Representatives Faris and Pierce with some concerns. She said she explained to them that Yuma already has a state university presence.
And that we are offering many, many baccalaureates and that we have programs down in San Luis and in La Paz County, as well as in Yuma County that all come from Arizona Western College branch, you know, NA Yuma, U of A, Yuma.
Pancrazzi says Faris told her the idea was to get the attention of Yuma and look toward addressing the area's high unemployment rate and improve the economy. Pancrazzi reached out to District 4 Representatives Juan Carlos Escamilla and Lisa Atondo. Joining Pancrazzi in a conference call with KAWC, Atondo says the intentions might have been good, but the bill was put together without any input from Yuma area legislators.
We are all about economic development, but I think it's best when it comes from the constituents and the representatives that were voted in by the
by the district.
So we're on top of it. And
I made that statement to Tom Faris that you know, I try really hard not to overstep my bounds and work on constituent issues and district issues without making sure that the representatives or senators from that area understand, you know, why I'm doing this or where it's coming from, and they have input into it. And I think that Tom overstepped his bounds by not alerting the folks from Yuma County that he was going to drop this bill. And instead of working with us, he just dropped a bill that, you know, everybody jumped in response to. So I think he went about it the wrong way.
We reached out to Representatives Faris and Pierce. We did not hear from Faris, but in an email from Pierce, he says he dropped his support for the bill, both because it had not been vetted and because it lacked support among the Yuma constituency and representatives. He says he believed the bill he was signing on to was being worked on with, quote, folks in Yuma. Though he withdrew support, Pierce says he applauds Faris for trying to get a discussion going about the Yuma economy, but he doesn't see the bill advancing anywhere now. Members of the Yuma delegation agree. AWC President Glenn Maley followed up his original email to AWC employees later Thursday afternoon, saying State Senator Don Shooter had informed him that HB 2278 was dead. Senator Pancrazzi and Representative Atondo say even if it came up for a vote, it wouldn't pass.
I'm sure that even if this bill goes anywhere, that we will be able to have the votes to kill it.
So for now, the mix of community college resources and state university opportunities will stay the way they are in southwestern Arizona. For Western Voice Radio, I'm Lou Gum.
This is Western Voice Radio on Colorado River Public Media. I'm Dave Reek. With a new year, there are always resolutions and a chance to reassess goals and dreams. We recently sat down with Dr. Glenn Maley, president of Arizona Western College, to get a sense of where he sees the school in 2013. Dr. Maley came out of retirement in the summer of 2009 to serve as interim president at AWC, a school he attended as a student and later worked at as faculty and administrator. Dr. Maley was given a contract extension last summer, making him president at AWC through the summer of 2015. Dr. Maley says there are many changes in the offing as 2013 begins, but he believes these changes represent some important opportunities for Arizona Western College.
Well, I think we will have plenty of opportunities to provide this educational programs that our students need. A natural transition, of course, will be eliminating those programs that are no longer serving the needs of students and then adding new programs as the needs change. Our goal, of course, is to help each student reach the highest level that they can and are inspired to reach.
The governor has put out her state of the state, her general broad guidelines for what she wants to do. Already some folks in the legislature saying maybe not. But she is proposing more funding for education in Arizona. Is that a good sign to you?
Well, it is, and from the standpoint of she's got some funding in there for K through 12. And my belief is that K through 12 has had some draconian cuts over the years, which has really put them in a bind. And you know, educationally, if you don't do it in the first 12 years, we can't do it in the next two. So I think in order to help our constituents, we have to put more money in K through 12.
Now, not a lot in that budget for higher education. There is some for the universities, but she really isn't proposing anything for community college.
No, that is correct. I think in her last state of the state, prior to this one, she indicated that the community colleges could raise tuition and could raise the local taxes. Unfortunately, that puts the big burden on the local taxes. Last year, we didn't raise local taxes. I think we were the only entity not to do that, but we did that in understanding that it's difficult everywhere. As it turns out, we probably are going to have to raise taxes a small amount, and we're probably going to have to raise tuition a small amount, but I don't really see the state giving the community colleges a great deal of money.
Now, one of the ways that obviously these decisions made at the legislature, they're looking for input from other folks. Now, the community colleges have a new voice, I guess, with the legislature. Is that right?
Well, it is. Several years ago, there was a community college board, and that's been disbanded. Meeting with the other nine community college presidents, it was an indication that we needed to have a larger voice. If you looked at Proposition 204 as an example, it was supposed to put some 80% of the funding back into education. As it turned out, the community colleges were never asked, nor were they ever part of that. They would have had to raise over $1 billion in order for any of the money to go to the community colleges, and history will show us that typically that raised about $900,000. So the community colleges weren't going to be benefited at all with Proposition 204, although I was very supportive because a great deal of that money would have gone through K through 12. It didn't pass, and we had conversations about how could we have a larger voice. Part of that is instituting a coordinating council. The coordinating council would report to the community college presidents, which is different than a state board. In the past, the community college presidents reported to the state board. So what we will have is one point of contact. If the governor's office or the legislature wants information about the community colleges, they'll be able to make one phone call and get the information on how it affects the 10 community colleges. As you can imagine, if the governor was interested how a bill affected Arizona Western College and they called me and I spoke to them, I obviously can't speak for nine other community colleges. And obviously the governor's staff's not going to make 10 phone calls. So we think this is a benefit of a point of reference, a point of contact, and I think it'll make a difference in getting our story told.
Is it difficult getting 10 community colleges to agree on one story?
I guess it's like a lot of things. It's herding 10 cats. But as you can imagine, you take a system like Maricopa and you take a system like Arizona Western College or even one of the other smaller schools like Northland Pioneer, there's significant differences. And it will affect each community college differently. So I think a point of contact will give them a better flavor of how it's going to affect the community college system as a whole.
Another big change this year is the complexion of the AWC governing board. Talk a little bit about the process of bringing on new board members.
Well, it is interesting. We have a new board member in Yuma and one in La Paz, and both individuals highly motivated. They're going to be a real asset to the college. Also, at our last board meeting, we just had elections for our new board chair, and that's Dennis Booth, and our secretary, which is Olivia Zepeda. Excellent board members. Randy Hartless has served as the board chair from Parker, and he did an excellent job. I see that continuing. So a lot of it has to do with the constituents that our local taxpayers voted in. We couldn't be happier. We've got great 5 board members representing Yuma and La Paz County. I see nothing but positive with this board.
Now, I got a chance to go up and participate in a candidate forum before the election up in Parker. And I know the candidates that were running for the board up there were talking about some concerns they had there between the effort AWC puts into La Paz County versus the tax revenues that come from there. How are you going to be looking at that issue going forward this year?
Well, it is interesting, and obviously we want to meet the needs of our students in La Paz County. But an analogy would be, for an example, if you lived on a cul-de-sac and there was a lot of potholes in the road and you're paying your taxes and you want those potholes fixed, and as it turns out, they fix potholes somewhere else. You're not a happy camper because you look at the amount of taxes you pay and your potholes didn't get fixed. And I know that's a poor analogy, but basically taxpayers are going to pay, and it has nothing to do with Arizona Western College as far as setting the tax levy. That's beyond our purview. But when you pay the taxes, obviously we want to meet the needs. But if you look dollar for dollar, sometimes it's difficult to say that my dollar went here or my dollar went there or I want it to go somewhere else. So there's always that type of dialogue.
Do you have any major objectives you're going to try to get going? I mean, considering the tight fiscal situation?
Well, in La Paz County, for an example, we have the new center, and right next to it we have the old center. We're now analyzing if we could remodel that and turn that into a community center. And I think Parker can certainly utilize that. I'm very happy with the Quartzsite Center. We've got excellent employees there. Obviously, this time of year with all the winter visitors, there's a lot of activity taking place. And I'm also excited about the new center coming on in Welton. So there's a lot of good outreach opportunities at Arizona Western College is meeting the needs of our constituents.
Well, sounds great. Should be an interesting year. Do you have anything that you're especially concerned about besides the legislature?
Well, I think always we're always concerned about finances and how we can meet the needs of students. But I have to tell you, we are really blessed. We've got great employees, great faculty, and we're meeting the needs. And I can just see us doing nothing more than branching out. So I think Arizona Western College is positioned very well to serve Yuma and La Paz counties.
Dr. Glenn Maley is president of Arizona Western College. You are tuned to Western Voice Radio. Stay tuned for a report on arts education at AWC and a preview of next fall's celebration of the 50th anniversary of Arizona Western College.